In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's gospel reading with the very first eight verses of the Gospel of Mark. And the Gospel of Mark, according to tradition, is really the Gospel of St. Peter, because St. Mark recorded the preaching of St. Peter for us. And one thing that's interesting is just how quickly you get from the very beginning of this gospel into already the ministry of St. John the Baptist, and then the public adult ministry of Christ, whereas the other Gospels give you at least some kind of a backstory. The Nativity, or in the case of the Gospel of John, in the beginning was the Word. And, you know, so it's getting into the very deep origins of the Son of God, or God the Word. And it begins, "The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophets, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight." So the Gospel of Mark begins referring to the preaching of the prophets, and he actually quotes from two different prophets. The first part is from the prophet Malachi, "Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee." And then the prophecy of Isaiah, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight." One thing that's interesting is that both of these prophecies have one word in common, and that's the word prepare. So you might ask, prepare for what? Well, the preparation that was necessary was for people to prepare for the coming of Christ. And how should they prepare? Well, it goes on. "John did baptize in the wilderness and preach the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And there went out unto him all the land of Judea and of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins." So we have to prepare to receive Christ through repentance. And repentance was the very message that St. John preached from beginning to end. And it's always interesting to note that when it talks about people being baptized, it talks about them confessing their sins. They didn't just show up and say, "Hey, baptize me." They confessed their sins, and then they were baptized. So repentance also doesn't just involve sorrow over our sins, and it's not just confession, but it has to be confession and sorrow with the intent to change, a sincere confession leading to a changed life, even if it's a life that we struggle to live. In the Gospel of Matthew, we're given a few additional words from St. John the Baptist. He tells the people, "Bring forth, therefore, fruits meet for repentance." In other words, you have to start bearing the kind of fruit that someone who's repenting bears. And he says, "Now also the axe is laid into the root of the tree. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire." So, for us to prepare to receive Christ, it's necessary that we repent, that we are baptized, of course, but also that we are bearing the fruits of repentance. Baptism itself, the significance of it in St. John the Baptist's ministry, was that in the Old Testament, we constantly read about how if someone's unclean, they have to wash to be made clean. And also, when people converted to the faith of Israel, they were baptized. They were cleansed in ritual purification rituals, which was a prototype of the Christian baptism. And so basically what St. John the Baptist was telling the people of his time was, you're unclean, you need to be cleansed. And that is something we have to constantly be cleansing ourselves through the tears of repentance and going to confession regularly and then striving to bear the fruits of repentance to live that out in our life. Then it says, "And John was clothed with camel's hair and with a girdle of skin about his loins, and did eat locusts and wild honey, and preached, saying, There comes one mightier than I after me, the latchet of his shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and to unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." There had not been any prophets in Israel for centuries. And here St. John the Baptist appeared, and he looked and sounded the part. And people had read about these prophets, but they had not seen one. So that's the reason why all the land was astir, because this new prophet had come on the scene. But from the very beginning, St. John's testimony was that their task was to prepare themselves for what was coming after him, not for him himself. He was the forerunner. God in the flesh was going to be manifested. That is the one that they need to prepare for. He was not merely going to grant them the forgiveness of sins, but a new life, the life that comes with the power of the Holy Spirit. And this is available to all of us, but we have to not just go through the motions of going to confession, but have a sincere confession with a sincere desire to change, and then to work on bearing the fruits of repentance. As St. Peter preached in the first sermon after the day of Pentecost, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Amen.